This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's go,
man. I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. How are we doing, everybody? Day one of the NCAA tournament in the books. Time for day two. And then the most beautiful weekend of the year, college basketball-wise, comes your way. Saturday and Sunday, I'm sure many of these same CBS Sports Radio stations will be carrying Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA tournament today and throughout the weekend. So enjoy. Coming up this hour, two-time national champion with the Florida Gators that went back-to-back in a belly-to-belly. Gator belly to belly, Corey Brewer from those Florida Gators teams of a little over a decade ago. He'll join us coming up here on the show in about 15 minutes from now. It's also Target Demo Friday. We'd love to know what you're doing as you listen to moi, where you're at, and how you're listening. So hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS, or hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. You have 1 hour, 1 hour to get involved in our women's bracket challenge. Myself, Merez, Pete the Body Bilotti, Andrew Kaplan to watchda.com, and Huge Freeze and Andrew Bogish will be getting together for year number two of the women's bracket challenge. Last year, the loser had to eat Death by Salsa, the hottest salsa available on the market, given to us by our good friends at the Pepper Palace in Minnesota at the Twin Cities. We are going back to the Twin Cities for Final Four coverage, doing Thursday's and Friday's show from out there in Minneapolis in advance of the Final Four that weekend. We'll be back there. We're going to get a fresh jar of Death by Salsa. The punishment was staring us in the face. In the face, but with a twist, because we are sadomasochists here on the show. Not only will the loser of this year's women's bracket challenge, because we stand for equality and humiliating ourselves, we don't know anything about the women's bracket, not only will you have to eat Death by Salsa this year, you will also have to do it while wearing an Easter Bunny costume, having handed out Easter Bunny treats to the sales department, wear that on the show, and dip the salsa, not with tortilla chips, but with Peeps. It is the most ferocious, terrifying, horrifying, scary punishment ever done here on the DA show. We have put Mraz in nothing but Crisco and birdseed and a Speedo out in Central Park. We have thrown batteries at Kenny Brock. We have also eaten Death by Salsa, but this one is the worst. We are now eating Death by Salsa with Peeps. So, you can play along with us in our Women's Bracket Challenge. You could use our ESPN.com Bracket Challenge group. Sorry, CBS, you didn't have a Women's Bracket Challenge for us to use. ESPN did. It's called One Spicy Moment 2. You can join in with us. We've also put the link on our Facebook page and all of our Twitter feeds. You've got to jump in and make your bracket done by noon. It's got to be in by noon. That's when games start. And then it locks. The best women's bracket winner will earn a very special DA show prize that I will send out personally. The loser for us inside the studio walls will have to eat Death by Salsa wearing an Easter Bunny outfit using Peeps. So, we're idiots. The lesson, as always, is we're idiots. I want to talk about two coaches right here in college basketball. I want to start with Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett at Virginia. By all accounts, good human being. By all accounts, grounded, kind, faith-based guy. Head coach at UVA. And let me be fair to Tony Bennett. He took over a program in 2009 that had not been to many NCAA tournaments in the previous decade. They were either a non-postseason team or an NIT team. And in fact, his first couple of years there, they missed the tournament as well. He was a 500 squad and sub-500 in the ACC. And then he turned it around and started winning 20 games every year, and then won 30 games twice, and then was a number one seed, and last year was the number one overall seed. And what he has done is he's totally changed Virginia's expectations from cross your fingers, let's get into the tournament, to you're a one seed or a two seed and Final Four or bust. So I give Tony Bennett much credit there. And again, a guy that isn't a screamer or a tyrant or a bully. He does things in a very gentle but focused and determined way. But Tony Bennett's got to get to a Final Four this year or else he's yet again flame out central. Look at what Virginia has done over the last couple of years with Tony Bennett at the helm. They were a one seed in 2014, having won 30 games that year, a one seed. They lost in the Sweet 16. In 2015, the next year, they were a two seed. They lost in the round of 32, didn't even make it out of the first weekend. Next year, they were a one seed yet again. They made it all the way to the Elite Eight and blew a double-digit lead to 10-seeded Syracuse. They were a five seed 2 years ago. They flamed out in the round of 32, which isn't terrible for a five seed losing to a four in Florida, but failed to crack 40 points. They scored 39 in a 65-39 loss to the Gators. And then last year, the single worst upset in tournament history. They're the number one overall seed, and not only do they lose to the 16-seeded UMBC Retrievers, the first ever 16 seed to win, not only are they the number one overall seed, they lose by 20. 20! It's impossible to underscore any more that Tony Bennett's exits are the most brutal exits in the NCAA tournament every single year. He's got a one seed again. I'm sorry, getting to the Sweet 16 is not going to be enough. And I'm even sorry, getting to the Elite Eight is not going to be enough. He has got to get to Minneapolis. So what? They're going to beat Gardner-Webb today by 20 points. You know they are. They're not going to lose to a 16 team again. So then they're going to play the winner of Ole Miss-Oklahoma. Those are two average teams. They should beat either one of those teams. And after that, they're probably going to get Wisconsin, K-State, Oregon, or UC Irvine. They've got to beat all four of those teams, and it can't even be close. And then you get to an Elite Eight, and your two seed is Tennessee, and your three seed is Purdue. You've got to win those games. These are not world beaters. You've got to win those games. I think anything short of the Final Four for Tony Bennett and UVA is an enormous choke job yet again. And again, I hate to say this because apparently by all reports, the guy's a good guy. But there is no excuse for UVA as the one seed to not get out of that region. None. There is no excuse, especially after last year. I mean, again, not only were they the first one seed ever to lose to a 16, they were the number one overall seed, and they lost by 20. 20! Now, Tom Izzo, on the other hand, Izzo has a national championship with the Flintstones back in 2000. Tom Izzo is often regarded as one of the best coaches in the country, getting more out of less. But Tom Izzo catches fire yesterday for aggressively getting into the face of one of his freshman players during that game as Bradley, I would take Bradley, was taken to Michigan State yesterday. I would take Bradley. He really aggressively gets in Aaron Henry's face, his freshman forward, during a timeout, and had to be separated by one of the players on the team. Now, Tom Izzo defended himself after the game, saying, what's wrong with challenging a kid? And kind of was defiant, saying that if he was running the newspaper, that he would get in those writers' faces as well that asked him the question. And here's my only issue with the Tom Izzo situation. Those that compare what happens on the football field, the basketball court, the baseball diamond, the hockey rink, the soccer pitch, whatever it is, once you start comparing that to what happens at the office, you're lost. The people that say, if Tom Izzo would have done that in the office, had your boss done that to you at the office, he would have been arrested. He would have been fired. Stop that right now. Sports is not like our jobs. It's not the same decorum. It is not the same attitude. It's not the same anything. Those are young men or young women running around, hyper-competitive, huge adrenaline, thousands of people screaming, total chaos. What we are doing is sitting in a cubicle or sitting in an office in silence in front of a computer. It's not the same thing. Anybody that makes that comparison is an idiot, a sure-on idiot. Hell, what your Pilates instructor says to you isn't what your boss can say to you. What your Peloton instructor, your SoulCycle instructor can say, it's different with adrenaline and blood flowing and competitiveness. It's different. We all know it's different. To act like it's not is ridiculous. My point is, I don't know if Tom Izzo screaming bloody murder until he's got to be separated from the player works anymore. Does that work? I mean, you got to realize, these kids that he's coaching right now were born in the 2000s. They're born in 01, 02. They haven't even been on Earth since he's won a national championship. Is this generation of kids responding to guys like Tom Izzo anymore? And he could say, I'm old school, I'm cut from a different cloth, this is the way that it used to be. That's fine. You've won a lot of games doing it your way. But I look at a guy like Dabo Swinney and say, he's on the right side of history right now. Dabo Swinney is getting the most out of his kids by not having to be separated from them in screaming matches on the sideline. Now look, I'm not saying Dabo's a pushover, because I think we all know we have adults in positions of influence over children that are total pushovers. I mean, they're just bags of flour. And they're just getting railroaded, and parents that are getting railroaded, and kids need more structure than what we're showing them on a regular basis and need better representation at the next level of how to be an adult and how to be a leader and how to be accountable and all of those things. But I don't think in 2019, screaming bloody murder at a kid 1 inch from his face and needing to be separated from him is going to work anymore. I don't. I think things have changed. And it's showing with younger coaches that are doing it a different way and having major success. When we come back here on the show, Corey Brewer won two titles with the Florida Gators back-to-back and a Gator belly-to-belly. We'll talk to him coming up next about March Madness. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Zapped while the sun is out.
Hey, DA.
It was hot TV, my friend. It was hot. It was good.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
21 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Day two of the first round of the NCAA tournament where stars and legends are born. Glad you're back with us here on the DA show. Our next guest won two national championships with the Florida Gators. And when he left Florida, ended up being a lottery pick in the NBA. He has played in the NBA since then, more than a decade. And he joins us here on the show, former Gator and two-time champion, Corey Brewer, dropping on by the show. Corey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, bud. Thanks so much for joining us. And you always hear that winning the first championship is fun. Winning the second championship, especially if you repeat, is work. Did it feel like that to you? Fun and then work when you had to repeat?
They both were fun, man. It was a little more work, but they both were fun. We had a blast. That's why we went back to school. It was to win another championship and to enjoy each other and just to have fun.
How was it doing it at a quote-unquote football school? What was that experience?
It made it even more special just because, you know, we were in football school, but then we changed it to a basketball school over the day.
I would say so. Back-to-back championships will do that. What's funny about those runs was you guys didn't have a lot of close games. There weren't buzzer beaters in 06 and 07. For you guys, the two closest games, the Sweet 16 against Georgetown in 06, you won by 4. In 07, you beat Butler in the Sweet 16 by 8. Which was the most exciting game in your mind that you guys played in that run?
It was a Georgetown game for sure. That was a close game. I think I made a shot with like 30 seconds left to put us up, and we ended up winning. But that was the most exciting game for sure. Other than that, we played our game, and we went through the tournament.
Corey Brewer, our guest this morning here on the show. You had a lot of characters on that team as well, and Joakim Noah, certainly one of those characters. How crazy was he over the course of your college days together?
Joe is a big personality, man. But he was great to have as a, not just a teammate, he was my roommate for 3 years. So I've seen all his craziness and I enjoyed it.
Did he change from his time in college versus his time in the NBA?
He matured once he got to the NBA, but he's still a good team.
Okay. All right. Corey Brewer joins us this morning on the show. You have spent time this year with the Sacramento Kings, and they're known as one of the exciting young teams in the NBA with some really good young lottery picks on there. What's been your experience like playing with those young guys? They have something building in Sacramento?
It's been fun. Yeah, they're going to be special, man. They got a lot of good pieces. Bagley's playing really well right now. Darren Fox, he's amazing. Last night, he done it like 3 or 4 times on the break, running so fast. It was crazy. You got a guy, Harry Giles, who's really good. Buddy Hill's really shooting it really well. So they're going to be special.
You also spent time this year with the Philadelphia 76ers, and they're another team that's got a young core. They're looking to kind of break through now. They'll be in the playoffs. They were in the playoffs last year. What was your experience like playing with those guys?
There's some very good players over there. Ben Simmons is only getting better. And Joel Embiid, he may be the best top 3 players in basketball right now. Best center for sure.
Top 3 players in basketball. You put Joel Embiid in there, huh?
Yeah, Joel Embiid, he's almost unstoppable when you're at the ball.
Yeah, amazing game a couple of nights ago against the Celtics. Corey Brewer, 11-year NBA veteran, joining us here on the show. And so you're focused on helping educate people about diabetes testing and healthy habits. Why is this so important to you?
My mother, my dad passed away and he had diabetes. And my mother still has diabetes, so I've been around diabetes basically most of my life, so I feel like it's important for people to know the importance of it.
So how can our listeners test themselves or understand diabetes in their own family?
I think everybody should get tested every year, but you can go to CoreyBrewer.com. And I have some stuff on my website. But it's just important to be tested and always check your blood sugar.
CoreyBrewer.com for more information. 11-year NBA veteran, back-to-back national champion with the Florida Gators. Corey, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy March Madness, my man.
For sure. Go Gators.
Okay, go Gators. Corey Brewer joining us this morning on the show from those back-to-back national champions at Florida more than a decade ago. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Jeff in Detroit asks, DA, Detroit has a major Thanksgiving Day parade right before noon kickoff. Tradition is not a bad thing. Philly has no tradition relating to this game. Why must everything be tweaked? We were talking about this story where the Philadelphia Eagles have proposed to the NFL that Thanksgiving not just be home games for the Lions or the Cowboys, but that they would rotate. They would always play on Thanksgiving, but one year one team would be at home, the other year another team would be at home. And I think this makes sense. Look, I think you got to give credit to the cities of Detroit and Dallas for years filling up a stadium on a holiday to watch a football game, especially Detroit, where the Lions have been so irrelevant and so bad for so long. Detroit is an unbelievably great and loyal football town. For those Lions, they deserve better. But, I mean, does it make sense every year for a bad Lions team at the end of November and sometimes a bad Cowboys team to always be the two home games when we're sitting down trying to watch good football? Let me ask you this, Mraz. Right now, not knowing what the Thanksgiving slate is, are you most excited about the Cowboys game, the Lions game, or the late game?
The late game, usually.
It's always the late game.
Yeah.
We're always most excited about the late game because it's always outdoors, at least usually outdoors. Last year it wasn't. But they usually try to put it in a cold weather situation where you would have some weather elements, people bundled up, most of the country is freezing, sitting in their living rooms watching football, and you want to feel like it's football. Instead, we're getting two domed stadiums in Dallas and Detroit. Most times the Lions are already out of it. You know, we should mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, and again, they'd still be traditionally playing. The only argument, by the way, I'm for this completely. My counter-argument against myself and being against it is that two fan bases that are already used to the fact that their team will be hosting and season ticket holders that you're going to spend Thanksgiving at the stadium, if you totally open up the floodgates now and basically 32 teams could, you know, be hosting on any given year, my assumption is there will be a lot of fan bases that are already ticked off, maybe games are going to London or whatever, that now one of my eight games I got to go on Thanksgiving Day, where that's already part of the culture of Detroit and Cowboy fans.
Okay, I hear you there. But have we had any trouble selling out the primetime, the late Thanksgiving
game? No, but my...
We haven't.
But you could easily sit with your family, do a 2 o'clock in the afternoon Thanksgiving dinner, and get your butt for an 8 o'clock Eastern game out there, where you're not killing your whole day. You know, that Cowboy game at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific every Thanksgiving, we're all with our families, right? A lot of us are at the dinner tables looking over at the TV. Now you're asking another fan base that's never used to hosting that game to tell the rest of their family, hey, remember that game we usually watch on TV? I got to go to the stadium for it this year. That could be a tough sell to other fan bases where that is just part of the culture in Dallas already.
Fair, but you're only asking one city to do that per year because what you're saying is Lions and Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. It's just that one of them is at home every year. The other one is on the road. So if you're talking about the primetime game open to everybody and then only one other fan base, I don't think that's a tough sell.
Probably not. And again, I'm for it. Now, my other, I guess, argument against myself would be what the heck have the Cowboys or Lions won in the last 20 years that you could say this is giving them some kind of enormous advantage over other teams?
No, I don't really think it's an enormous advantage, although playing every year on a short week at home should be an advantage.
Well, that's where it comes into play. Every team plays a Thursday night game now, and every year we want to alternate. Well, they hosted a Thursday night game last year. Let's give them on the road this year. And the Lions and Cowboys, usually the Cowboys end up playing that second Thursday, you know, back-to-back off Thanksgiving. But if you're integrating, everybody has to play on the road on a Thursday at some point throughout the whole year now, and Dallas and Detroit really aren't, at least getting that short week effect. If they play on a Thursday, it's after Thanksgiving, a full week off. That's not fair.
That is true. There is a distinct competitive advantage every single year knowing that the Cowboys and Lions will host on a short week.
It's not fair.
But again, they haven't capitalized on it, so how could we say it's a huge advantage? When we come back here on the show, we've got Target Demo Friday to get to. We'll run through what you guys are doing, how you're listening, and where you're at. So send it to us right now on Twitter, DA on CBS, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. We'll do that coming up next. And an epic fail I think you want to stick around for, because today was a quirky, bizarre day here on The DA Show.
Good value, big upside.
Morning, DA. How you doing? So I caught up on your Nomad show, and I really think it's excellent that you do that when you go to places. Me as a fan of your show, I now feel a little bit closer to you as a sportscaster, even as just an individual.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And a happy Target Demo Friday, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate you as the fuel of the mothership. We need it every single day, every single morning, every single week. And you guys provide it as much as we need it. And we thank you very much for that. The loyalty is amazing around here. And hopefully we redeem ourselves from our idiocy on a daily basis for you. As always, on a Target Demo Friday, you can hit us up on the phones, or I should say on Twitter, rather, DA on CBS, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. On the phones, it's always toll-free, 855-212-4227, brought to you by GEICO. Everyone, there's a quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all, GEICO.com. We've got our Ask the Pros question of the day brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts right now. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices every day. Steven is in Wisconsin and asks, DA, what was your biggest disappointment yesterday when it came to the NCAA tournament, and what was your favorite part? Well, my favorite part was two players that don't get a lot of love that deserve a lot of love. And finally, on the national scene, the nation can see what they're all about. Fletcher McGee at Wofford, dropping three-pointers in the eye of Seton Hall in Wofford's win as a 7 seed, and then Ja Morant going ham, triple-double, first time since Draymond Green did it in a long time, a rare commodity in the NCAA tournament, helping the Racers of Murray State, a 12 seed, past the five. I love that. I love those moments of the NCAA tournament when guys at small schools, mid-majors, low majors finally get the big stage and do amazing things with it. So that was my favorite part, Fletcher McGee and Ja Morant. My least favorite part was there weren't really great endings to games yesterday. We think about madness and craziness and chaos. There wasn't. For a day with 16 basketball games, there was like three good endings. The best ending was just a series of brain farts and mistakes between New Mexico State and Auburn. So that was fun, but it was also just stupidity unfolding. Giving up an open layup to tie the game, kicking out, fouling the three-point shooter, fumbling out of bounds, the rebound. It was just a bunch of mistakes. But there wasn't great endings yesterday. But that just means I'm sure great endings will happen today, because there's a quota of great endings and chaos that you need on the first round of the tournament. We didn't get it yesterday, so it gets backloaded into today. It's Target Demo Friday time.
It's a three-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
On Facebook, Tom writes, I'm in Boise, Idaho, 93-1 the ticket, getting ready to leave for the Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
Very nice, Tom. Daryl writes in, I'm located in Indianapolis, listening on the radio, 14:30 a.m. I took the day off, so it's beer, wings, and b-ball.
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Great day. On Twitter, Diablo Bandito tweets, listen to you guys on the radio, out here working my routes. You guys are awesome. Enjoy the show. Go KU Hoops. Hashtag March Madness. The Diablo Bandito. Roger on Twitter tweets, DA, listening online in Austin, Texas. Been a fan of the Jazz since 1979. Spida for MVP. Hashtag Spida Mitchell.
All right.
Tommy tweets, recovering on this Target Demo Friday in Connecticut, listening on radio.com. I went to see Ja and the Racers upset Marquette last night. Hashtag how many beers ago? Hashtag I love this. I love the mothership. Beam me up.
Yeah.
Jacob tweets, I'm in Erie, PA, packing up my apartment to move it to a new home. Funny how when anybody else moves, I'm the most popular guy in the world. When I move, nobody's anywhere to be found. Crickets, beam me up.
It's an absolute stunner.
Moving's the worst. It's the worst thing you'll do as a human being ever. Even if you hate your neighbors, hate your house, hate your apartment, hate your neighborhood, don't move. It's not worth it. It's just not. Andrew tweets, just bought tickets to watch the number 2 ranked college baseball team, Mississippi State, beat up on Auburn tonight. Going to be a great night. Hashtag beam me up. Joe tweets, I'm listening on iHeartRadio in Erie, PA. I feel Mraz's pain. I said I wasn't drinking until my birthday in late April, but day one of the tournament changed all that. Led me to crushing Taco Bell's dollar menu. Hashtag fat. Yesterday, Mraz said he was going to eat healthy the entire day because he knew he was going to go off the wagon today and the rest of the weekend. Instead, he pounded through an entire bag of beer, cheese, potato chips. How does that feel?
Fat. Very fat, very puffy, very hefty.
Do we have an update on how your Pomsky Eli felt after you fed him beer cheese chips?
Well, look, it apparently Eli has responded just fine to the beer cheese chips. And I'll say this, look out, Kibbles and Bits. We might have new dog food on tap. Fat.
Adriana tweets, I'm not sure it's a good idea to kick it up a notch for this women's bracket. You and Huge Freeze almost died last year. So next level up is what, actual death? Hashtag, I am excited.
I am excited.
This year, Death by Salsa takes a new twist. Our women's bracket challenge includes us wearing an Easter bunny outfit, handing out Easter eggs and candy to the sales department, and then eating Death by Salsa, but instead of tortilla chips, using Peeps.
Peeps with salsa.
I am terrified. I hate Peeps. Death by Salsa nearly killed me. I studied more for my women's bracket last night than I did for my men's bracket the last 10 years combined. Iceman's listening in Beaumont, Texas on CBS affiliate 1510 AM at work, but should have called in sick because, boy, did those underdogs cash in yesterday. Hashtag make sports gambling legal in Texas.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
Pretty sick.
Dakota. Ed Reed's pretty sick is just the best. Dakota, I'm out doing some wireless phone calls in Grovetown, Georgia, as the area is getting ready for the Masters. Okay.
For sure.
Hemsky in Tucson. Morning, DA, listening to Radio.com in sunny Tucson. Filled out my women's bracket this morning, hoping and praying, heading to Tempe on Sunday to attend Hot Shots Fleet. So pumped. Hashtag go shots. Hashtag look at this. That's the old Patriots fan. How about that? We got an AAF fan going to Hot Shots Fleet on Saturday. Where would you rather be, or on Sunday?
Their first Sunday afternoon game of the season, of their history.
Look at this.
You can read Mraz's full-on breakdown of Week 7 of the Alliance. Week 7. The season flies by every year.
You never know how it goes by like this, but it goes by.
That's awesome.
Every AAF season, you start right around Super Bowl, you wake up, and it's Week 7 during the tournament. Where does the time go?
Slow down.
But you can read Mraz's up-the-gut breakdown of this weekend's games by going to our website, cbssportsradio.com. Mike tweets, Peeps in Death by Salsa, why do you guys all hate each other so much? To the loser's stomach, hashtag little wet, little drippy.
I'm a little wet, little drippy.
Well, I like Peeps, meaning what? People?
We do. Yes, we hate one another. We hate ourselves. Brian tweets, DA, since that woman earlier in the show thought you were in your mid-50s, does that mean you can now have a 21-year-old son? Yeah, that would work now.
Come on, Damon. Wake up.
You're in your 50s, maybe early 50s, late 40s.
George tweets, I'm watching the show at watchda.com while stuffing my face with pancakes at IHOP. Hashtag you need to eat like this.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
What a great idea. Go to IHOP, order pancakes for your breakfast, and watch the show on your phone. Is not that the perfect way to spend breakfast today?
Order a happy face pancake while looking at your happy face.
I love that. Mike tweets, happy Friday, A, on my next radio app at work driving through. Next radio app at work driving through D.C. Can I get a beam up? Before the other aliens from Independence Day beam down. Brian tweets, D.A., can I get a beam up? Listen to 96.5 CBS Harrisburg, PA, driving around still towing cars, working all week and hoping to catch some NCAA tournament games. Hashtag $5,000 is a lot of money. Hashtag Target Demo Friday.
Like Wu-Tang said, cash rules everything around me. You're straight cash, homie.
AZ in Wisco, listening on radio.com. My twins turn 12 tomorrow, so the missus, myself, Kate, and Pete will be celebrating with movies, pizza, and cake throughout the weekend. Hashtag good times.
That's very good, Damon.
Elliot's in Toledo, Ohio, getting back from Yankee spring training, ready for the season to start, and some new John Sterling calls. Hashtag Aaron Judge. Hashtag E-I-E-I.
Aaron Judge.
Mikey's listening to the games in Kansas City at work on the CBS Sports app. Going to Minsky's Pizza later to stuff my face. Hashtag Rock Chalk Jayhawk. I've been to Minsky's. Excellent. Alex driving in the middle of nowhere, listening on SiriusXM Channel 206. Long day on the road, then finishing up the day with both men and women's March Madness. Got to get my bracket in for one spicy moment, too. I'm under puffiness with sodium.
Itchy nipple chub rub.
Puffiness with sodium.
March Madness.
Norman's on 1330 WTRX on my way to work till 9. Have a great weekend, guys. Hashtag BBO. Pop-Tart tweets, I'm listening on radio.com, killing bugs on a beautiful day in Topeka.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
And Senor Pantleg tweets, I'm booking at home to catch the Sooners play Ole Miss and have about 1,000 beers. By the way, my women's bracket is submitted, called Crock Pot Shenanigans. I got the South Carolina Gamecocks winning the whole damn thing because I have no idea what the hell I'm doing.
Hole snapper and third string quarterback.
That's madness.
The way we all feel with the women's bracket. One spicy moment, too. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Whether it was Mraz feeding his dog beer, cheese, chips, or whether it was me being apparently sounding 15 years older than I am, or John Rothstein taking a phone call in the middle of the interview. It was that kind of day here on the DA Show.
Even the DA Show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
From about 1:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. So it wasn't like I ate the whole bag in one sitting. It sat next to me, next to the remote, crinkled up, and I kept opening and closing it, and I gave my dog a couple. He liked them.
I'm telling you, everybody in my family fat.
How many beer, cheese, chips did Eli eat?
Eli had about 4 after Belmont lost. That was his team in the tournament. It's cheese on cheese on cheese.
Any ill effects for Eli of eating 4 beer, cheese, potato chips as a tiny Pomeranian?
Well, if he's a Pomsky, and if he throws up, it would normally happen when he first wakes up, but I ran out at 5:30 this morning, so it was my wife's problem to clean up.
Diane's next up in Pennsylvania, listening on 590 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Enjoy your show immensely. Yeah, I'm an almost 50-year Cowboy fan. Spent a lot of time in Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area through the decades.
Okay.
Now, D.A., I don't know what age bracket. You're in your 50s, maybe early 50s, late 40s.
Don't waste another minute on your crying.
Apparently, I look like I'm in my mid-50s. Turning 40 coming up here in a couple of months in June. Hitting the big 4-0. Excited about it.
What? Damon Amendola? D.A.?
Was UC Irvine. Russell Turner does an absolute great job. This is potential breaking news. Can I just pick it up real quick?
Please.
And put me up, my mic?
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, how are you?
Holy smokes.
Well, this is what's going on right now. I've got John Rothstein, CBS Sports College Basketball Insider, picking up a phone call in the middle of this interview with a coach that's calling in for potential breaking news. And so I have taken over the microphone. John is to my right now, taking the phone call.
There's always dog poop everywhere. No one picks up their dog poop.
And when he gets done with the phone call, we'll get back to our conversation about yesterday's Thursday action, today's Friday action. Was that breaking news?
Nothing yet.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
I get juiced up every morning for the show because we have shows like that where just all hell breaks loose. By the way, could anybody understand anything Corey Brewer was saying? I mean, add that to the mix. I asked him 10 questions. I couldn't understand anything he said. He was eating the phone, very tired, not very into it. I said, we got to cut bait, pull the parachute here. It was quite a Friday here on the DA show. And that's the magic of this. You just never know when the most ridiculous things happen. And sometimes they all happen on the same show.
For sure.
Okay. By the way, pencils down in 8 minutes when it comes to filling out the women's bracket for One Spicy Moment 2. The winner of the women's bracket, D'Alien-wise, our listeners-wise, will win a very special DA show gift. The loser, when it comes to those of us here inside of the studio, will have to eat Death by Salsa in an Easter Bunny costume after serving eggs and treats to the sales department and using Peeps to eat the salsa. I mean, why do we do this? I don't know. We just keep doing it until they kick us off the air. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com. And Darwin Zook on your headlines. I'm DA. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.